Hi, my name is Courtney Tran and I'm 16 years old. Today is December 11, 2019, and I'm speaking with
Annalyn Casares,
who is one of my close friends. We are recording this in Anaheim, California. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
When I was in fifth grade, I went to New York to visit my dad, and I hadn't seen him for a really long time because he moved away when I was around three. So I would keep that memory.
How did you feel?
I felt overwhelmed. I felt like I didn't know him because I was really small, so he didn't really raise me. Mm-hmm. But when I saw him, I felt like he was a stranger. But in the end, he's still my dad, and I know he cares for me, and I felt like closure that he's still thinking about me.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Yes. I think it was around last year. I went to see my favorite band. They have changed my life.
How?
I felt very lonely, so when I discovered them, they helped me through self-love, and they still are. They're promoting that, so it's all about self, yourself.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Yes. When I was in fourth grade, I started thinking about existence, and especially my life. I felt like I didn't have a place in this world, and I was really young. And I decided to talk to my oldest sister. I relied on her a lot. And I told her that I had these bad thoughts, like I didn't want to be living anymore, I don't care about life. And she told me, whenever you think about this, you know, I could talk to you or I could get a therapist for you. And I really needed help at that time, and I never got it. Until this day, I'm still not seeing a therapist, but back then it would have been better than having a therapist today, because I'm at a better spot than I was.
That's good. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone you can rely on. I don't want to be someone where you can't come to. I don't want you to feel judged with me, so I want to be remembered as someone reliable.
Do you have any regrets?
In general, I'd say I didn't go for things that could have been better for me. So I have lots of those regrets.
For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to know that kids being lazy or not wanting to do certain things doesn't mean that they are not trying. They're not trying their hardest, because they are. And I don't want them to push these little actions they do as not having a mental health problem. I think mental health is a really big thing that a lot of kids in this day and age go through. So I think parents should really try to understand their kids and ask when they think something isn't right.
Okay, thank you.